Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Charles Boda.
Hey.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And last week, we did best quick service meals on a budget. This week, we're going to follow that up with best table service meals on a budget. And some of these are not going to come as a surprise, but a couple of them might. Now, while not technically a table service restaurant, we did go ahead and include a couple of buffets on this because they are really, really good, really good deals in our opinion. As a matter of fact, three of the five that we have on this list are all-you-can-eat buffets. Part of what makes them a good deal that you can go ahead and gorge to your heart's content. First one on the list is mine. I say it all the time. You are crazy if you don't do Trail's End over at Fort Wilderness. If you are at the Magic Kingdom, it is a quick boat ride right across Seven Seas Lagoon over to Fort Wilderness, and it's a very short walk from the boat dock to Trail's End. This is $30 for adults, $17 for children, so it's definitely on the lower end of prices. And it is such great food. The pork spare ribs, the fried chicken, which is out of this world, the cornbread, which is world famous. There's peel and eat shrimp, there's pizza, there's a carving station, there's a vegetable medley, there's, you know, an ice cream station, make your own ice cream sundaes. It is just fantastic. It's the same food being served over in Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, which is right next door. And, you know, for $30 for an adult, you're in a you got great atmosphere, because that had a factor into this list. That part of what makes, you know, the experience is not just the food, but also the atmosphere that you shouldn't have to necessarily, I say it all the time, you shouldn't have to trade one for the other.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're settling.
Right.
I mean, you kind of addressed it a little bit, but with it having the same food as Hoop-Dee-Doo, this is also a great affordable way, speaking of a budget, it's a great affordable way to see if, you know, if you vacation at Walt Disney World frequently, you know, maybe before going all in on Hoop-Dee-Doo, you try out the food at Trail's End and see if, you know, if you have picky kids or you yourself are picky, you can try the food there first and then say, all right, we do really like this food. Next time, let's go all in and go to Hoop-Dee-Doo. Mm-hmm.
And this one is a dinner. They only do breakfast and dinner. They don't do lunch. This particular one is a dinner. With a lot of these, we are recommending the lunch menu. One of the strategies that is time-tested. Do your big meal at lunch if you're on a budget. You tend to get the same food that you do at dinner, but it's less expensive. Yeah. This is especially true of these all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yeah. There's a there's something I think we covered when we did our last review of Hoop-Dee-Doo as well, which is if you're just not a fan of audience participation or dinner shows or anything like that, and you still want the food, which is good, you can do this, save yourself some money. So if somebody tells you, oh, Hoop-Dee-Doo's the best, and it just doesn't sound like something that you're interested in based on the description, still get the food over at Trail's End.
Well,
and
just
you can save yourself a little money and anxiety in my case.
You know, and you know, a midday break from the parks, you know, that boat ride over is awesome. Mm-hmm. Fort Wilderness itself, if you've never seen it, is absolutely incredible. There's a great little store right there. You can get some merch. Mm-hmm. There's a bar over in Trail's End where the buffet is, so you can have a drink, sit out on the porch. There's a playground right there. You know, the kids can play. Mm-hmm. It's open space, pretty safe, so the kids can run around a little bit if they want to. So if you just need a break from the park, It's the perfect thing. Nice big meal, midday. I don't know that I'd recommend this food on a really hot day, because this is all heavy food. Mm-hmm. This is all heavy food. So doing this as your big meal, doing lunch here as your big meal, it'll be a lot of food, it's going to be heavy, and you're going to be walking around the rest of the day in the heat. So I don't know that this would be my choice for like those really hot days. But outside of that, awesome place to go. The other one I think we all agreed on was Germany. We just did a dining review of Germany a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised by, you know, A, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
B, $33 for an adult for a buffet. And if you think these sound expensive, if you're not a Disney World vet, and you think this sounds expensive, go take a look at Chef Mickey's. Go take a look at some of these other buffet meals, especially the character ones. Not hard to spend $50, $60 a person on this. But $33 for adults, $18 for children. Again, looking at the lunch menu, it's more expensive at dinner. Had a great assortment. Mm-hmm. Of food. Charles, this is one of your favorite places. You love this restaurant.
Yeah, I do. One of the reasons is price per value. For lunch specifically, this is a great choice. It's all you can eat, so you're taking care of meals for hours if you do this right. The food selection is good. There are a decent number of options, but the main thing, we're talking about not shortchanging yourself on experiences, mm-hmm. because you're on a budget. And if you have to choose table service based on a budget, then you want something that's fun to be in. Of course you want food quality and you want bulk, but you also want something that is fun to eat in. And that's one of my favorite parts about Germany, is that it's that simulated nighttime in a little German village. And I won't go into all the reasons, because we just recently covered them, why this is great, but it's a fun experience. It's unique. You're not going to get this at any other table service or quick service thing to this level. And so you're not shortchanging yourself on the theming, and you're not shortchanging yourself on the quality too much, but you do get that bulk food to keep food in the bellies as you go around the park and everything like that. So, yeah.
All right. So Steve had a great suggestion for this list that I never would have thought of. But Steve, you suggested the California Grill Lounge.
Yes. So if we're talking about a budget, not many can have it in their budget to go to California Grill, because it is an expensive restaurant. But that I don't want people to then think that they can't experience it, because we always talk high praise. And, you know, there's probably some out there that are a little bum, like, well, glad that you guys get to go, but that's mm-hmm. not really in my family's budget. But I think that that's not necessarily true if you do this. You can go up to the California Grill Lounge and order a couple appetizers and eat it tapas style. And you don't need a reservation. You just go up to the host on the second floor of, like, the main floor of the Contemporary. And if there's space, they'll let you right up. You can see the fireworks just like everyone else. You have the same view as everyone else. So you're getting that experience. You're just not having to pay, you know, the exorbitant, not that it's exorbitant, but the high price that the actual meal is.
And look, we're still talking this, you know, even doing appetizers and drinks is still going to be a pricey night for most people. But it's a lot more, you know, not unusual, not difficult at all to go $100 a person for dinner at the California Grill. Just not. Especially if you're having some wine, if you're having a cocktail, very easy to get there. So this is, you know, an alternative.
This is a way of, instead of spending $100 per person, you're maybe spending...
50 or 60.
Yeah, right.
Because you're going to figure the appetizers are going to run in the range of, you know, $18 to $25, $30. You're going to be spending, I don't know, I don't drink, so what's a mixed drink?
$15 to $18, depending on what it is, I don't know.
Right. So, but you have that incredible view. Up on the top of the Contemporary. And as Steve mentioned, you get to watch the fireworks. Now, if you're doing this earlier in the evening, because they only serve dinner, if you're doing this earlier in the evening, your receipt later on that night will get you back up to the restaurant to watch the fireworks. They have catwalks outside the restaurant that you can walk out onto, mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of people go. So right around fireworks time, you see all these people hanging out in the restaurant. They're all doing that. They'd eaten earlier and were coming back with their receipt to go up and watch the fireworks. So great way to have the California Grill experience. And it was a great idea, Steve, because I never thought of that.
Yeah, it gives you the ability to, once again, if you want to bulk load at lunch when it's cheapest and, like, get most of the food in, you know, I know that, I don't know because I'm not in that position, but I've seen parents before talk about when they take their vacation, you know, they try and get a little couples time away from the kids, steal an hour here or there. If you want just a little slice of that, like, hey, this is our romantic experience for the trip, you know, get the kids fed at lunch heavy, give them something cheaper for dinner, and then you sneak out and catch the, like, a special fireworks thing just doing the tapas. You know, it's not about eating. It's about the experience.
Right. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, that's a good point that, you know, a dinner at California Grill, you're going to invest 2.5 hours in this. Mm-hmm. This is not, you're not being rushed through this meal by any stretch of the imagination. And whereas, you know, maybe you don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you still want the experience. So, you know, an hour, hour and a half maybe of hanging out in the lounge or relaxing. So this is a great idea, Steve. The other one that I'm surprised I'm allowing this on the list, but I ate there recently when I was over the Contemporary for a function, and I was really impressed with how good the entire experience was and how reasonable the prices on the menu were. This was also at lunch, the Wave at the Contemporary. Now, there was a time when the Wave first opened, it was really good, and it was like all the rage, and everybody was talking about it. And then it wandered into the wilderness and grew a really long beard and didn't take care of itself and smelled bad.
We've all been there, Wave. It's okay.
We've all been there. And now it's gotten sober and shaved and taken a shower, and the food is back to being plentiful. I'll tell you, I was amazed at the size of the portions. Entrees at lunch running about $14 to $20 each, which by Disney standards for table service is really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've mentioned on the show that I'm doing a ketogenic diet and I haven't had any problems with any restaurants on property adjusting whatever I've asked for. But the Wave is one of the restaurants where this server really took it upon herself to, like, okay, you know what? We can do this, and we can do this, and we can do this, and what about this? And I had a delicious meal that was completely in line with my dietary restrictions right now. And, you know, especially when those dietary restrictions are not medical in nature, they are lifestyle choices that I make. I don't expect restaurants to put the same priority on my dietary restrictions as they would on someone who has a peanut allergy or a gluten allergy. But you know what? The Wave did. So, and again, right by the Magic Kingdom, right next to the Magic Kingdom. So again, that short walk, it is literally a 5-minute walk. Mm-hmm. Out of the turnstiles from the Magic Kingdom over to the Contemporary into the Wave.
Well,
we really need to go do a full review on this place because we haven't for a while.
And you mentioned the pricing, but it just kind of shocks me to see $14 at a table service. There are quick services in the Magic Kingdom that you can spend more than $14 for sure. Like, you know, even Pecos Bills is a good deal, but there are things on that menu that are $15 plus. So $14 just kind of...
And the whole catch with the Wave is that it's all sustainable. It's all locally sourced, very fresh stuff. So it's delicious. It's, like I said, the portion sizes, I was really impressed with. The price, I was amazed by quality of the service and the willingness to adjust, all those things. You know, is it the most magical space on the planet? No, but it's a great meal. A great meal. All right, rounding out our list is, I think, on every dining list we ever do. Again, it's a buffet, but it's a damn good buffet, and that's Tusker House for lunch over at Animal Kingdom. $35 for adults, $18 for kids. This is a character meal to boot, and great. It's the Fab Five, I believe, is still the case, all done up in safari gear. And the food is food's incredible. Well,
and when you first mentioned this one, I was like, what? Tusker House is so expensive. But then you kind of, you're like, no, it's really not. And then I looked it up, and apparently it's the third most affordable character dining for breakfast in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. But you take a look at the prices on all of these. Trails End, $30 for adults. Germany, $33 for adults. Tusker House, $35 for adults. There's a theme here. And where character meals are concerned, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. And the food tends to be, because of its location, because it's an animal kingdom, the food tends to, some of the food tends to have a more African flair, but they're also mindful of their audience. And so you have a lot of those comfort food staples on the menu as well. And I just don't hear too many people coming out of Tusker House saying, wow, that sucked.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where a lot of times, you know, parents, when they want to do these character meals, they realize that there is compromise involved. And, okay, we're not going to get the quality of food that we want because our kids want to see a character. Disney knows that and kind of exploits it. But Tusker House doesn't fall on that list. You're not compromising nearly as much as you do with other character meals. And the price is similar, if not a pretty decent value for a character meal. So, I mean, if you're going to do this on a budget and you feel you have to fit a character meal in for your kids to be happy or for you to be happy, then Tusker House is the way to go.
Agreed. All right, so there's our list of best table service restaurants at Walt Disney World on a budget. Trails End over at Fort Wilderness, Beer Garden in the German Pavilion at Epcot's World Showcase, California Grill Lounge at the top of the Contemporary, as well as The Wave down on the first floor of Disney's Contemporary Resort, and Tusker House in Animal Kingdom. And that will do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week with another episode of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everyone.